You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Hi, everyone. Today we're talking about higher consciousness in a very practical way. Most people use this term in poetic ways or as forms of arrogance, quote, I have higher consciousness, unquote. We're going to explain the basics of higher consciousness and how you can use it in your daily life. Stay with us today. This is fascinating. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I'm confused when people talk about higher consciousness. I think of very spiritual feelings and connecting to God and lofty energy. What do you mean by basics?
I've seen so many people pursue higher consciousness and skip over a very, very important step. And it is the structure and the frame that you see the world. The frame is full of assumptions and how things work, how they're taken for granted, and to the point of being invisible. So if you don't see the frame, it's hard to have any sort of consciousness.
Okay.
People think of, like you said, they think about God or these spiritual feelings, or I'm gonna raise my consciousness five levels.
And my feet off the ground, that kind of thing.
Right. But they miss the frame. And that's the basic part. That's the most important part.
So can you explain that to us?
Okay. The frame, the structure, the assumptions, the presumptions, the premise. If those things are taken for granted, which they are, they become invisible. They are often programmed in. They create in that frame or those that we sometimes we call it a playbook.
Okay.
There's unconscious motives. behaviors, individual patterns, and family systems.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
most people always miss those things.
Okay.
A long time ago, I read this book. It was a couple books. Scott Peck, he wrote The Road Less Traveled.
Right.
And if you're really old, you probably remember that. Some of you may not. It's I think it was back in the 70s or 80s.
Wait, yeah. Here, it's yeah, him, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's me. But he also wrote this book called The People of the Lie. And it wasn't as quite as popular, but there was a story in there that always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So this family, apparently a normal family, the oldest son shot himself with the rifle that he got as a present.
Okay. From his parents.
Yes. Committed suicide.
Okay.
And it wasn't an accident. He literally committed suicide. And it was devastating. And obviously they were going.
Of course.
This Scott Peck was a psychiatrist. And so they were going to him and trying to get help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about a year later, it was the younger son's birthday, and the parents gave him the rifle that his older brother killed himself with. And Scott Peck in the book was trying to talk about this is evil. He was talking about the frame, and there was a metaphor in that frame which says, here, take the same rifle that killed your older brother used to kill himself, and you take the same rifle. And it was always like, it was like saying to the younger brother, will you kill yourself too?
Well, okay. I first off, I get that very, very, very well. But I also see that the parents saw it as being, we gave the son this gun to your brother, you know, it was an honor for us to give it to him, but also it's an honor for us to give it to you. The parents didn't see
the underlying motivation, the underlying frame.
That's so sad.
The book was about identifying evil.
I see.
And obviously Scott Peck as a psychiatrist couldn't get the family to understand what they were doing. It was totally unconscious to them.
Oh.
So that's just a kind of a ghoulish example of being conscious or unconscious.
Right.
So programming is the frame that we use to grow, develop, and improve and evolve. It's very common in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And many who advocate for higher consciousness use a programming method, which always is surprising to us.
Yeah.
Because when you use programming, you say, it doesn't matter how you feel in the moment. It doesn't matter what, what your authentic feelings are. Put those aside and just do it anyways. Just, you know, force yourself, manipulate yourself, trick yourself to do it another way. Well, what people don't see in this frame, which we see, is that when you do it that way, when you program yourself, you're cutting off that connection to this most essential part of you, which is your essence.
Sure.
Some people use the word soul, but that's your essence. And your soul or essence is what tells you what you think, tells you what is unique to you,
and
tells
what
you
is
your perspective.
Exactly. Well, can I go back to the parents and the second child? The parents that, you know, I see that the parents did, we honor you with this. And the younger son basically, you know, his essence basically said, what are you kidding? I am not going to do what my brother did just because you programmed him with something. That means, and he killed himself. That means I don't have to, my essence is telling me, I will not listen to this.
When you're totally programmed, those subtleties, you become numb to them.
Numb to exactly.
Your essence, you know, we just had an experience with our granddaughter who's just a few months old. And
cutie pie.
And you know, obviously it's pre-verbal. She yells a lot, but she's not saying anything.
Yes.
But her essence is much more intact.
Yes.
Then, you know, as you get older, you get programmed.
Well, and you lose your own personal connection to it. Exactly.
So those authentic feelings. And, you know, I don't know. I don't remember the story well enough to know what happened or who felt what about what. And I'm sure they even said it in the book.
Okay.
But it's a great example of being unconscious versus conscious.
Yes.
And it's understanding the underlying frame and the playbook mm-hmm. of the people, first for yourself mm-hmm. and then the people around you.
Well, I'm going to jump in and say, your father, basically, he didn't give you a gun, but he basically said the same thing to you. I want you to be an accountant. He didn't take into account
who I was authentically.
Who you were.
He wanted to program me to be an accountant.
Exactly.
And if you knew me, if you really knew me, that is not a good. Well, and the truth is, it's not that I can't do details or even be successful with accounting.
Because you are.
Yeah.
That is not your forte.
It's not me. It's not where my passion is.
No, not at all.
So understanding the frame of structure first for yourself.
Right.
Now, the way that we do it. The tool that we use is the Enneagram.
Right.
And the Enneagram is the first tool, if you're properly typed, to understand what we call your playbook.
Correct.
And we're going to talk some more about that. We'll give you some more specific examples in the next
segment.
So mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that.
Here's another one more example.
And okay.
It'll just take a second. But
okay.
We had a client that come to us who was an engineer, and he was a gung-ho, hard-driving, type guy.
Yes.
And he wanted to be more spiritual. He wanted to be more enlightened. Mm-hmm. So he forced himself to meditate so many days a year. He pulled out an altar.
Times a day.
Yes.
I mean. Yes.
And he was praying at his altar and
right. I remember that.
Doing all these things, all these quote unquote spiritual things. But he was doing it in a programmed way.
Yes.
And he missed the assumptions. He missed the playbook. That's not how you do it.
Well, he missed the connection to himself.
Right. And, if you've been listening to the AQ assessment approach for a while, you know that we uncover who you are as opposed to program who you are.
Right.
And we do that by clearing the negative energy attached to your essence.
And by the way, uncovering who you are is one of the most enlightening things
yes.
that you can do. It's awesome. That's all I can say in this short amount of time, because I could talk forever about it, but it's awesome. So, Jason.
Key points.
Oh, Jason, what are the key points?
Yes. higher consciousness comes from understanding yourself and your motives, mm-hmm. which are, so they become more conscious. The frame, assumptions, behaviors about you and the world around you is usually invisible mm-hmm. or unconscious. You can't figure out or logic this process. You can't figure out in your head. It's an energy clearing process.
Right.
And you see after you do the clearing. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to see the frame, the assumptions, and the motives first for yourself and then for others.
And by the way, teaches you to see where the programming is. It's pretty awesome. In the next segment, we're going to talk about and give examples of the process or the playbook or the for individuals or groups, we should say it that way, that is often invisible and contributes to most of the pain and struggle in the world. Wow, that's a huge mm-hmm. statement. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about and give examples of the process or playbook for individuals or groups, and groups, I should say, that is often invisible and contributes to most of the pain and struggle in the world. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. So this seems really complicated, Jason. I don't know what you mean, and not sure everybody else knows what you mean by playbook and the process that is invisible. We really do need some examples.
You know, and I know that, and I've been trying to talk about, you know, the ecosystem approach in general is about the frame.
It's about the playbook. That's true. I didn't realize that.
It's completely different from the frame that we use for self-improvement right now,
which is
drive yourself, push yourself, force yourself, trick yourself, manipulate yourself. All those things are programming things. Right. And we're saying, hey, think of yourself as an ecosystem, and that needs to be uncovered. In other words, take out the toxics.
Exactly.
And then cleaned up, and then pretty soon, then there's a natural part of you, which is your essence, has the ability to help you think, to help you, to motivate yourself.
Exactly.
To know who you are and what your purpose is. That's all in your essence.
Well, and I just want to say, when your essence or your ecosystem has garbage, toxins, and so forth, if you try and talk to that part of you that's on the other side of, say, a lake, if there's a lot of stuff in between, you're not hearing what even your essence is trying to tell you, or you're trying to tell your essence.
And what you're saying is that if you try and get to the toxic part of your essence, you can't communicate. And if you ever tried to talk to someone who you can't communicate with, it's probably because you're talking to the negative part, the negative energy in that's connected to
their
essence.
That's
so correct. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
And this is a great example.
Okay.
One time there was another clairvoyant that came to me, a psychic. Mm-hmm. He was doing this full time. He was making money. He was well thought of. He was over in Europe, and he came to me with this with this presumption.
Okay.
He said, "I don't know if we should work together because the energy attached to me is so dark and so so elevated, so high, and so evil that I'm afraid it's going to come off on you and it's going to hurt you." Mm-hmm. And of course, I used the, you know, it was very clear to me that his playbook was an Enneagram 3, which is, you know, a form of saying it's very competitive and likes to say, yeah, here's why I'm great. Here's what, you know,
arrogant is the word that I would use.
And it's not that all threes are arrogant in a really negative way, but there's a compulsion. What your Enneagram type shows you is a compulsion. And in those compulsions, it's all unconscious.
Right.
You can't help yourself. You just do it that way.
Right.
So he came to me, laid his playbook on the table and said, this is the problem I'm having. He couldn't see his playbook,
right,
but we could. And of course, I told him, you know, don't worry, I'll be fine.
Yeah,
you know,
and you were.
Because I knew that it wasn't, it was his way of framing it in the way so he could be
superior.
Well,
and the thing that the irony about, to me, about all of it was, is before Jason was having the session with this guy, I said to him, who's going to be your next client? This client, boy, they are really competitive. In other words, his competition, his
need to, yes,
that energy. It preceded him. And I thought to myself, wow, okay. And of course, it was exactly as I saw it being.
So your Enneagram type is a great way to see the playbook, to start to see your own playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And we always suggest it's not about other people's as much as it is your own.
Right.
So let me give you some examples.
Okay.
A 9 says, oh, just let's keep everything the same. Everything's going to be okay. Don't rock the boat. Mm-hmm. Don't make any changes. You know, as long as everything's the way it always is, then
I can deal with it.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2. They do the Jewish mother. Don't worry about me. I'll just sit here and suffer. You know, the martyr energy. And,
right.
You know, it's funny because we're taking care of my mom who's 91. She's got dementia and she can't hear. And she's a very nice person, very nice too.
Oh, she is. Everybody loves her.
Everybody loves her, but she does the martyr thing all the time. And then the other thing that she does, you know, is she tries to act like she knows what's going on. She's got dementia. She can't hear. There's no way that she can, you know what's going on.
Right.
But she loves to act that way.
Exactly.
So 8s. Mm. If I don't get my way, I'm gonna push and bully my way until I get what I want.
Yes.
Now 8s are often thought of as great leaders. But they have that bully energy where it says, hey, I'm going to get what I want and get out of my way because that's the way it's going to be. And,
right.
And they don't see their own bully energy. And then 7s, you know, they say, okay, let me add 10 more things to my schedule that I don't have time for.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be okay.
Well, you meant to say, let me add 20 more things to my schedule because that's usually what 7s do.
7s deal with life by adding things more to their schedule.
By the way, it's a huge diversion because they don't want to face what's in front of them.
And this isn't to be critical of the different Enneagram types. There's no Enneagram type is better than another. It talks about the compulsions mm-hmm. that they have. And it's in the compulsions that you can see the playbook or the frame.
Correct.
Or the assumptions.
Correct.
So that's one. See if this playbook sounds familiar.
Okay.
If someone criticizes you, then turn around and criticize them twice as much.
Mm.
Or if someone criticizes you, then discredit them.
Right.
You know, talk them, call them short or fat or ugly or make fun of them. If someone criticizes you, just lie about it and distract them with something over here,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or if there's information, just exaggerate half-truths and make them huge to distract. And repeat the lies over and over again. And if you haven't figured out who I'm talking about, no collusion, no obstruction, no collusion, no obstruction, no collusion, you know, and I'm talking about Donald Trump, but I saw that playbook from the very beginning.
Long before you ever heard no collusion, no obstruction.
And so when we have this vaccine controversy right now with COVID, this happened way before COVID, you know, all the misinformation about COVID. And I know that there's half truths there. And there's, you know, typically bring on a vaccine. You don't really know what the end results are over a long period of time.
Exactly.
That unknowing is probably appropriate, but for a worldwide pandemic where everybody is affected,
mm-hmm.
It changes the frame. It changes the way to approach it.
Right.
You know, we're very much for health freedom. We've talked about that.
By all means. Yes, of course.
For a lot of our shows. and some personal experiences that I had that was definitely about health freedom, but it's a different situation. So we understand that playbook. Another one that was just recent in the news is about Facebook.
Yes.
And someone, a whistleblower, came forward and how they compulsively try and drive engagement, which brings out the worst of humanity. They like to create that controversy. The algorithm creates that controversy where people get more and more intense about things that maybe aren't so such
good.
A big a deal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, you know, we know about that. We've always known, you know, about companies will prioritize profits over the best interests of consumers. That's the playbook
of
capitalism.
And their employees as well. Yes.
You know, and preserving climate is hard to do because they're at odds with the playbook of capitalistic motivations,
correct,
which is to always grow more, get bigger, sell more, do more,
right,
you know, make more and more money.
Exactly.
So, you know, to see those playbooks can be really valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, you always have to start with your own playbook. And once you see your own, then you can see other people's. Now, most couples, one person can see the other person's playbook.
That's true.
We've worked with couples for years and years now. And that's always the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what Patricia and I did is we shared our playbook. Obviously, she could see mine, I could see hers.
And we talked about it.
And we cleared it.
And
we keep clearing it.
Exactly.
And we keep clearing the negative compulsions that make us do certain things. And as a result, then we become a team as opposed to being competitors.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I woke up this morning. I'm going to jump in.
That's a great example.
I had what I consider last night not a great dream. And the dream was that this voice said to me, you're failing. You haven't done what you came here to do. You said you were going to do this and you haven't done any of it. And so that makes you not only someone who's failed, but it makes you a loser. And I have to tell you, it actually woke me up. I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? And the thing that is the most, to me, that is the most amazing is I saw it for the truth that it was because I had been clearing.
It's the playbook of the dark.
It was the playbook.
We
yes.
see this negative energy over and over again, and we're understanding it better. Probably, I think that's our claim to fame. That's what we help. We're so helpful with our clients.
Right.
Is we see the dark energy attached to them.
Right.
That's unconscious to them, but conscious to us.
Exactly.
And so the way you do that, of course, is always using the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
Uncovering what's attached to your essence and then seeing for your own playbook first and then other people's.
Exactly. Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Understanding your own playbook takes emotional courage and can be painful.
Yes.
It's not always unicorns and rainbows. I just want to say that. You see other people's playbook after you see your own first.
Mm-hmm.
There are no shortcuts from that pain of seeing yourself first.
True.
Seeing playbooks of groups, organizations help you truly be of service to them and avoid the ones that you want to avoid, the duds. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to go inward first, to see yourself first, and develop the benefits of higher consciousness.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about higher consciousness for you in the age of Aquarius, one of Jason's favorite subjects. It's a visionary look of hope and positive outcome for the world that is in real trouble. We're going to talk about what you can do. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.World. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about higher consciousness for you in the age of Aquarius. It's a visionary look of hope and positive outcomes for the world that is really in trouble. We're going to talk about what you can do. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, it's hard to have hope for a better future today with all that's going on. How can there be hope in the age of Aquarius?
The age of Aquarius is an energy potential that could overcome a lot of problems. It's for a more democratic societies. Okay. It's for individual empowerment. Okay. It's respecting of individual rights. It's respecting of individual views of who they are. Okay. and how they present themselves in the world. So, but those changes don't happen automatically. It's an energy potential.
In other words, just because you can view it or have an idea about
it doesn't
mean it just happens.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it starts with you. You have to overcome the negative energy that's attached to you mm-hmm. to bring about this energy potential of the age of Aquarius. And we're really excited about it. I'm really excited about it. You know, I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart. Mm-hmm. You know, it speaks to me. Of course, I always love the song.
Yeah.
You know, before Patricia, it was Marilyn McCoo. Anyway, you know, I used to think, "Won't you marry me, Bill?" And I changed the word. Yeah. Anyway, so, but that's.
I apologize for all of that, everyone.
But you know, if you remove the negative energy that's attached to you, I realized that the ecosystem approach, this was even before, we were doing the ecosystem approach from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm, we were.
But I never knew how perfectly it fit in with the age of Aquarius and how a nice fit it is. And it's because it starts with you. It starts with uncovering the potential within you first.
And how you do that is get rid of those toxins, work on getting rid of those toxins. And by the way, it's layer after layer after layer. I need to say that because this is not easy. It is a constant, continuous, and specific process that you can do every day.
It requires that clearing to do it
really
constantly
does.
And specifically. So, and when you personally develop higher consciousness, it affects the world around you.
Yeah.
And we see, it's funny, that when we go into a situation, we bring good energy.
Yes.
But we need some help. We need your help to transform your life, because it's not, our good energy is not enough. You know,
we would like it to be, but it's not.
We want to have a critical mass of people that are creating good energy by removing those negative energies attached to their essence.
Yes.
And this is how you do it. And you can not only transform your life, do it for very selfish reasons, but it starts from the inside, but then you can transform everything around you. And it happens naturally. You don't have to try to do it. You don't have to focus on it. You don't have to make yourself do it. It just happens naturally.
Right.
Scott Peck, who we talked about earlier, didn't really understand evil. He tried to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to identify it. He tried to articulate it. But this whole thing, it doesn't happen. You don't see negative energy by a thought process, by a cognitive process. You see it by clearing the negative energies that kind of are veils in front of you.
And then you start to see and you feel there's an awareness that happens that you didn't have before. It's pretty amazing.
So I want to make a bold statement.
Okay.
Unconsciousness is the worst evil that we have today.
Mm.
We see this all the time, that good people can be carried away with dark energy and bad behavior without a conscious intent, without motive.
Mm-hmm.
We see it every single day.
We see a lot of good people
that are doing these things and saying, well, why are they doing that?
Right.
Well, they can't tell because they're unconscious. But if we could raise the consciousness of a critical mass of people, things would shift in an amazing way. So you know, if this is speaking to you right now, if this says, oh my gosh, this is what I want, this is what I'm here to do, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And you'll get our weekly newsletter. And with that, you'll also get weekly clearings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to start. That's the way to start uncovering your ecosystem.
And by the way, it's easy. It's not like you have to jump through hoops. It's so easy to do this.
We've made it really easy for you because it's all written out what to say and how to do it. And it's a very simple process. We're going to tell you what that process is in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for that section.
Right.
So, you know, to have higher consciousness and be part of our group, we're not a cult. We're not programmed. You don't have to think a certain way. We don't force you to have any sort of opinions or perspectives that are legal. You know, none of that. We just are encouraging you to go inward and connect with that authentic part of yourself.
Yes.
And that's the part that should have the opinions. That's the part that should have the perspective. And that authentic connection to that part will literally change the world.
Well, and I want to say, a lot of people are afraid to do that. They're afraid they won't like what they see about themselves. And I have to tell you, it's the exact opposite of that. The best parts of you, when all that negative energy is removed, and by the way, just a little bit removal really helps. You will be able to see this person, this soul that has so much to offer, not only yourself, but everyone else around you.
Everybody likes their authentic part of themselves.
I've never seen anybody who doesn't.
You know, we've heard the term about imposter syndrome or people that have insecurities and
unworthiness. Right.
All those things doesn't come from your essence.
Right.
It comes from that negative energy that's keeping you from that.
That's attached to you. But if you think of it as being a layer of toxic energy, as opposed to one that's intertwined and you're not allowed to let it go. That's not really the way it is. You might hear that voice that says you're not allowed to let it go, but it's not true. It's an illusion.
That evidence is all around us of this negative effect of programming.
Yes.
Which is in education, government, work, relationships.
Right.
And programming is where you're taught to think, feel, and act, as opposed to removing negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then then what you think and feel is right there.
Yes.
It's authentic to you. It's not programmed. You're not given that. It's who you are authentically.
Exactly. So Jason, let's do key points and then let's teach everyone how to do the clearing.
That's great.
Okay.
The Age of Aquarius offers hope for a better world. The ecosystem approach teaches you how to realize that hope. If you're unconscious, you can be used by dark energy to carry out bad behavior without having bad motives.
Exactly.
Programming is the frame or playbook that disconnects you from your essence and your source of truth.
And understanding for you. Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to restore your natural abilities and to live and thrive in this amazing world.
Yes. You know, I have to just say real fast, the first clearing that ever happened for me, Jason did it. I didn't know exactly what it was, but the next morning I woke up and so many things, they were different. But the thing that made me just kind of jaw dropping was the colors that I could see in the world around me. I couldn't believe how amazing it was. And by the way, colors are a part of me.
It doesn't always happen this way. Everybody's unique in how they experience the clearing.
Exactly.
But we're gonna do it. We do it in all of our shows.
Yes.
And so just tune in every week and listen, and you'll get the clearings at the end. So this is how you do the clearing. It's very simple.
There you go.
You don't have to sit in a reverent position. Mm-hmm. You can stand, sit, lay down. You can be walking. You can be running.
Mm-hmm. You can be driving.
Yes. It doesn't.
Don't shut your eyes when you're driving.
And then when we say and to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, just in your imagination, gather up the things that we say to eliminate, whether it's negative emotions, veils and illusions, mm-hmm. barriers, mm-hmm. gather those up and then blow them into the processor. And maybe Jessica, in this segment or the next segment, she'll show you a picture of what the processor looks at, like. If you want to see what it looks like, you can always go to our website.
Exactly.
Some approach.
Okay. And then if none of that happens, you can always use a garbage can.
Yes.
Throw your negative energy in the garbage can, that, you know, those negative anger, hate, hurt, all of those things. And it'll stay in the garbage can. We will clean it out. Then after we do all of that, we'll remove all that negative energy. Then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful positive energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head, and we're going to let it go all the way down our body, our arms, our torso, to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around. Remember, that energy is positive and powerful. And we're going to ask it, without saying a word, to remove even more negative energy that's even deeper and that we're unconscious about. And we're going to, of course, throw that into that processor or garbage can as well. So with all of that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to get you started to clear for higher consciousness. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started to clear for higher consciousness. And I just need to say, this is my favorite part. I love all the information, but I love the part where we get to help people do remove negative energy from them. So everyone, use this. It's amazing.
We do this every week. And after we do the clearings, go in to our website and sign up for a free section so you get those clearings written out for you.
Yes.
So here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can perceive my assumptions and playbook that I operate with my life.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
Blow it into that processor.
And we're going to shorten it just a little bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see and feel my real restrictions, where my real restrictions come from in my life frames and playbook. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy that numb me out and interfere with my connection to my essence.
Yeah,
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and hurt and shame that is negative energy that interferes with, well, with me, and know that it can be cleared. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can know when I can see other people's playbook, I can perceive their motives and actions better.
I love that. Yes, take a breath. And by the way, that particular clearing works so well with business,
with bosses, with
co-workers. Things like that.
With spouses, yes. With family members,
yes.
Even children.
Yes, exactly. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that when I uncover my personal playbook and assumptions about my life, see them and clear them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I'll be the happiest if I'm conscious about my life versus being unconscious.
Yes. By the way, that one's a real gift, meaning the consciousness that you get with the ecosystem approach. And to eliminate any intense anger I have about being programmed all of my life and being disconnected from my essence. That intense anger doesn't serve anything. Throw that in the processor, get rid of it so you can be enlightened, so you can see who you are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance to overcoming my programming by clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Mm-hmm. Good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can See, knowing my Enneagram type is the first step to understanding my own personal playbook. Take a breath.
Antula made the barriers so I can see dark energy and interferes with my ability to be conscious about my own life and my own motives.
Good one. Take a breath. Don't forget to blow that negative energy into that processor or garbage can and to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to my playbook, motives, and consciousness clarity about my life. Take a breath.
Antula made the barrier so I can see programming is at the root of all unconsciousness and allows dark energy free reign in my life.
Not acceptable. Take a breath. And last one for the clearing and to eliminate any veils and illusions so I can see all the ways programming dumbs me down and makes me unconscious. This is not acceptable. Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate Life Force. You ready for that?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate Life Force energy, the most powerful energy in the world that any of us has access to, starting right now. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Life Force, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it, turn it around, and have it start to remove, well, let's go for confusion right now. Throw it away. You don't need it.
And to activate Life Force so I can have hope for a better me and a better world, all by pursuing my own higher consciousness.
Love it. Take a breath. And to activate Life Force so I can trust perceptions and mental clarity that comes from my essence, which is not from programming. Take a breath. Pull it in.
And to activate Life Force so I can decide to create higher consciousness and clarity by going inward and connecting with my essence.
Love it. And to activate Life Force so I can be happy and healthy and have love and laughter and fun and clarity, awareness, and objectivity, not only about who I am, but how unconsciousness doesn't work for me at all. Starting right now in this very moment, activate Life Force. Let it come in and blow out any negative energy that's blocking you, keeping you unconscious right now. Take one more breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, so here's the backstory. And next week on Tuesday, which is day after our show, it's going to be my wife's 70th birthday. And it's sort of my gift to her because we're going to take apart this idea of aging gracefully and the advantages of youth. And we're going to completely change the frame.
Okay.
You know, change the perspective of what that all means, because it's so upside down right now. Mm-hmm. And here in the age of Aquarius, which is again my favorite subject, we can look at it from a wholly different perspective. Mm-hmm. And it will have a much different significance. So if you have anxiety about turning 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 and beyond, we're gonna change your perspective. And in a way that you've never heard this one before. So be sure and listen. This will be a great show. We'll have a lot of fun.
And I'll kick in later for telling everyone my age. But, you know, that's okay. You know, how can we help you start to use the ecosystem approach?
You know, to have an energy approach to life, we've set it out for you. We've made it really simple. Mm-hmm. This beginning part is all free. All you have to do is... go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section. There's a whole bunch of content there. You get the weekly newsletter. You sign up today or soon you can get that newsletter about mental health first aid. So you have it just in case. Yeah. So just in case of crisis, it's right there.
And here's the other thing. Go ahead and do that anyway, because when you have that, like on your phone, you're going back and forth to work. You know, read it every day.
So we have clients that say they put the clearings on their phone and they read it, you know, two or three times a day, and they have it on their smartphone.
And it really, 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 really helps us,
you know? And so do that. Listen to our show every week.
Yes.
We teach you in these shows how to have an energy approach to life.
Right.
It's all there. It's all free.
Okay.
So, go to our webpage. I guess Facebook's down right now, but go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. The video is there. We're also on YouTube, but go to our Facebook page and like us. We appreciate those likes.
He likes that.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. Yes,
very much.
Yes. And then next week we'll connect Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you've been listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.